Meanwhile, Israeli forces have clashed with Palestinian protesters north of Jerusalem al-Quds and many other areas in the occupied West Bank. Our correspondent says helicopters are flying over al-Quds and the Shu'afat village north of the city. Similar clashes have taken place in the region over the past days as Israel pounded the besieged Gaza Strip. Tel Aviv has imposed strict restrictions on Palestinian movement in the West Bank. It has recently prevented Palestinians from entering Jerusalem al-Quds, even those who have Israeli-issued permits. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Nell Burton, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from Ramallah. Now, Nell, what is the latest that we're hearing about these clashes?
Well, actually, today they announced a day of rage where they would come out and their masses from Jerusalem, from some of the Palestinian towns around Israel, and also from the West Bank. And that's precisely what they did. There was a large gathering outside Babu Amud, was in Damascus Gate, where people prayed for the loss of civilian life in Gaza. They sang songs, they held up photos, and that was violently broken up by the Israeli police. There were also demonstrations taking place in Beit Hanina and Shu'afat refugee camp, where the police completely surrounded the town, and there were helicopters indeed flying over. In the West Bank, I actually went attended a demonstration we were filming in, where we were going to march to a place called Beit Hillel, which is an illegal Israeli settlement. There were hundreds of Palestinians present, people who wouldn't usually attend demonstrations, including artists, writers. So they wanted it to be a peaceful demonstration. Now, what actually happened is they were intercepted by the Palestinian police before they could even reach the Israeli police. And from there, they had to move back into the center of the city. Some then went to Calandia. Calandia is the border between Palestine and Israel, and actually that's when it turned very violent. The Israeli forces shut off all electricity to the entire road so that Palestinians couldn't see where they were walking or, you know, how to protest. And then we had live fire. There were guns being fired actually on both sides, which is a very unusual occurrence in the West Bank these days. I mean, obviously much more so during the Second Intifada. So there was an exchange of gunfire between the two. There were a few youths throwing stones towards soldiers. And then, once again, it was finally broken up. Although, as far as I've heard it, only very recently, in the previous hour, people have actually gone home. So this has been reflected all over Palestine today.
Okay, now, as always, thanks very much for that.